Free Talk Live. You can bring us whatever you want. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. Do head on over there and enjoy the features that we have for you for free on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, you don't have to pay $4, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month to get into our website. The site is completely on the house, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site, so the stuff you see on it is actually added by listeners just like you. Maybe it was you. You can go and add something to the site. You can submit show prep, as it's called, and then add in whether it's a YouTube video or maybe some news article or blog post. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you add it to the site, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion over at freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into your calls. Talk to Jay to start things out here tonight, listening in South Carolina. Jay, what's on your mind tonight? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to talk to y'all.
What's on your mind, Jay?
I wanted to talk about, I guess, child molesting. There's a local story in Charleston about a guy, much like the Sandusky case.
Okay.
And he was you know, headed up summer camps. He was a teacher. He was a coach. And evidently, this came out, like I say, about the same time the Sandusky case did. But he was showing, you know, pornographic videos, you know, I guess masturbating with these kids, but they were from 13 to 16.
And you said this was a summer camp?
Yeah, it happened all over. When the first case came out, it snowballed. You know, then it was just like all over. Every jurisdiction around here has cases against them. You know, three or four of the jurisdictions around Charleston.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When you find out a person doesn't usually do this one time, you know?
Right, yeah. And when the first one happened, then all of a sudden they just came out of the woodwork. And this, you know, happened over several years. The guy's, you know, 32 now. I guess it's been happening since he was, you know, in his early 20s. He was a cadet at the Citadel. It even happened there some, too, which made it a little bit worse, you know, around here, too, because the Citadel is, you know,
a big deal.
Just upstanding, you know, place.
Citadel, anyway, isn't that like a military school or something like that?
It's a military school in Charleston. It's, you know, prestigious. You know, it's a big deal here.
Got it. So this guy's been doing this for over a decade, and he's been engaging with, and you said primarily teenagers, 13 to 16?
13 to 16. I think there may have been one that may have been 12 or something like that, but none that I read, you know, any younger than that. Well,
okay.
And, you know, it's a daily story in our newspaper. You know, it's just one thing after the other. And I'm telling you what, you know, I comment on the paper sometimes, but, you know, online. But I got to tell you, I'm almost scared to comment on this. I mean, these people that are commenting on the local radio shows are ready to hang this guy. Mm. I mean, they are just, I mean, you would think he's Adolf Hitler. And I just, I mean, I'm not defending the guy. You know, what he did was probably a bad decision. But I don't think he's a monster either. I mean, there was not been one story of him forcing anybody to do anything. I haven't heard that at all. Now, if that's the case, I am, you know, that's terrible. It's a bad thing to do.
Let me get it straight, though. He's some kind of softball coach or something, little league coach?
Yeah, something like that. He was a coach for several different things. You know, he was just all over the community. You know, it was just seemed like he did everything.
So
like
camp counselor, softball coach, etc., showing teenagers pornography.
Male or females?
Male. Male. All male.
Self-pleasuring with them. Did he have sex with them as well?
No, that has not come out at all. If he has, it hadn't come out in the paper. And that's what I'm saying. It's not a forced thing. And I don't understand how.
Has he been charged with something? Just want to be clear. Has he been charged?
Sounds like lewd and lascivious.
Oh yeah, he's in jail. He's in jail, and he has just like multiple counts. I mean, the counts just keep piling up every day. It seems like so. So he's in jail, and I mean, these people, they are just ready to just Well,
the biggest problem I have with this is that, you know, when somebody uses a position of power to get to young people and get them and sort of monopolize their time and then, you know, uses that position to satisfy their sexual needs or, you know, desires or whatever they are, that's, for me, the weirdest part. I mean, when you've got...
Is being a softball coach really a position of power, though? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're telling them what to do. Go out and run laps. I mean, you know, if somebody can tell you to run laps, then they're in a position of power. Also, I mean, I don't know how old these kids are, but
he said 13 to 16.
13 to 16. He said that there might have been a case of 12, and you know, you're starting to get into the real concern for me. Now, like, if you're talking about a 16-year-old and you know, a 22-year-old, because you said this went over 10 years, and he's 32. You know, that's one thing for me. If you're talking about a 32-year-old and a 13-year-old, and the 32-year-old was the 13-year-old's little league coach, I got a problem with that.
It may be inappropriate. I mean, for the position, but it's not molestation.
A lot of people will say things like, "We should kill him."
That's crazy.
And I don't think that that's an appropriate punishment.
Maybe he should lose his job or, you know, be ostracized to some extent.
Well, that's always your answer. I mean, I think that...
What's your answer?
I think that there's always, I think that at some point or another, when it comes to sexual crimes, there's a point where a person needs to be separated from society.
What's the crime here?
If you're talking about young people under the tutelage of an authority figure,
it's not a crime, and he's engaging in behavior which you can make the argument that I think that it's inappropriate for his position as a camp counselor or a baseball coach or something like that. But it's no crime. I mean, no one has been aggressed against.
I think we can establish that young people at some point or another are too young to make a sexual decision. My 3.5-year-old is too young to make that decision.
And I don't think that generally applies to teenagers, though. I think many of them are able to make those decisions. Whether those decisions are correct or not is another question.
They certainly do make those decisions. When you're talking about power, that throws in a different dynamic. You know, if it's a little league and maybe this kid, this young boy, you know, young man wants to go on and be a baseball, star, then he thinks to himself that this is the very best way to do that. He's making a decision based not upon what he wants to do sexually.
Sure.
That's an awful lot of gay kids for a little league.
I understand what you're saying there, and like I said, I think that using power in that way is inappropriate, but it's not a crime.
I think that misusing power, falls into the area.
So
of
is
crime.
It a crime when somebody moves out to Hollywood and sleeps their way up the ranks of the movie industry?
I don't think so.
Well, why would it be a crime if somebody slept their way up the ranks through the Little League?
I think that
the camp.
I think that some
want to be a counselor, you have to do a couple things.
I think that young people don't understand the dynamics that go into adult sexual relationships.
You don't think so?
I think a 13-year-old can decide to have sex with a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, maybe even 12-year-old or something like that, but they can't really decide to have sex with a 32-year-old that's their baseball coach.
So what's the crime?
That the crime is essentially what comes down to is statutory rape.
Oh, so you're behind statutory rape? Now.
I don't know that I've never been not behind statutory rape, and I don't know where you got this idea.
Well, statutory rape.
I think
usually
that there are
a
lot of problems with the statutory rape statutes in this country.
Wow. So you're saying that even if people are consenting to an act, it should be illegal?
I think that you have you just admitted that some people of some ages cannot consent.
Jay, do you think there's a crime here?
Well, I don't really. I guess it depends on the exact action that took place. But Mark, I agree with you that this is. I don't think this is a good thing. I think it's a weird situation. I don't like him using power to do that. And maybe there is a crime there if certain things took place. But the things that have come out in the paper just has not. It's always been just like a. Just like masturbation or maybe just, you're right, just using power. But what I also wanted to bring up was, I mean...
Tell you what, bring that up in a moment. What's this guy's name, by the way, so I can look for this information?
It's Skip Reville, R-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay, thanks. Jay, hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment. Also, we'd love to get you and on the line here with your thoughts at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Is this behavior child molestation? Free Talk Live. On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards, including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly is set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What are you telling me about it? Your kid and a wife?
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com where you can get all kinds of features for free, like our news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. It's all there and free, of course. news.freetalklive.com.
Do you not have enough time to read books anymore? I mean, I know this is true for me. Audiobooks have solved my problem. They're a great way to get in the reading that I want to do without having to carve out time in my day to do it. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information, entertainment, and entertainment. They've got all the categories that when you go to the bookstore, they've got all those categories. They've got tens of thousands of books over there in all kinds of different categories. I'm looking right here at Michael Connelly's The Drop, new fiction book that could very well interest you. You can get it free or any other book by just going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's Audible's Christmas gift to you. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL is in Free Talk Live.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Jay is on the line with us in South Carolina, introducing us to a story I hadn't come across yet about this Skip Reville character, Lewis Skip Reville, apparently his name, who is now facing several counts of various different child molestation, I think, related charges here. We can get some more information about his case in a moment for basically being a counselor at a summer camp, among other things. It's been mentioned that he's been perhaps a sports coach, just kind of involved in young people's kinds of activities and engaging in sexual activity with teenagers. And I think it appears to be all boys, but I haven't had a chance to really dig into this. But, Jay, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you wanted to say something there before we were going to break, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. We had talked about the case, but why do you think that just to bring up this, I heard Mark bring up before that, Loretta Lynn was married at 13. And,
yep.
Looking more into that, Elvis Presley, when he was 23, was dating Priscilla when she was 13.
Yep.
Jerry Lee Lewis, I think his second cousin that he married was 13.
Yes.
Why do you think that it was sort of okay then, and then now it is just like outrage and
people are ready to hang?
To
some extent, it's the commitment level. If you're talking about, a cultural situation where people decide to marry younger, young women decide to marry slightly older, somewhat older men, and that sort of situation, that people can see the commitment level of would otherwise consider the molester.
No. That would not fly today, Mark, because
it wouldn't fly under the legal system.
No. I mean, culturally, because before you can get to the point of marriage, you have to have dating and you have to have, spending time together. Like, these people didn't just run into one another one day and commit to marriage.
And also, there's, as far as I know, in all of those situations, and this is the point that I've been making all along, is the predators look for positions of power. You'll note that this young man decided to, go into the Citadel, and the government is a position of power. Then he goes in and he decides to be a baseball coach.
Is the Citadel government run?
The Citadel.
It was a private military school.
You're an officer, then you certainly have a government position. I mean, are you saying that an officer in the military is not a position of power?
Right. I was not aware the Citadel was a government operated.
I'm not claiming
school.
That the Citadel is a government
gotcha.
Operation. I'm claiming that the graduates go on to do governmental work if they if they go into the military.
Yeah.
Also, then
was Elvis in a position of power?
That's the difference that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about. It's one thing if, the 20-year-old in the neighborhood begins talking to the 13-year-old in the neighborhood and they strike up a relationship and, that kind of thing. That's one thing. Another thing entirely if the baseball coach is apparently doing orgies with all of his young hitters.
Well, I don't think that that would be very popular today, any way you slice it, Mark.
I'm not claiming that it would be popular. I'm just telling you that what I consider to be a difference. I consider predators people that look for position of power, and those are people that I'm extraordinarily suspect of. I'm not claiming that every baseball coach out there is a sexual predator, and I think that's the single biggest disservice that this young man has done, is he's besmirched baseball coaches.
Okay, well, yeah, I see where you're coming from, but Jay's question was, you know, why was it okay back then versus today? And those things wouldn't be seen as okay today, whether they're in a position of power or not. But, Mark, generally, you know, 20-somethings dating 13-year-olds and planning to marry them probably wouldn't be very popular today.
I don't know how popular it was in Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis's day and Loretta Lynn's day.
Elvis wasn't run out of town on a rail, and neither was Jerry Lee Lewis. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people ended up, you know, I don't know what times they met their ladies as, you know, compared to their careers. I'm not going to go out on that limb. But, you know, they did all right, and they weren't ostracized. So I think that, Jay, for me to answer that question, I think it has to do with this kind of childification of America, for lack of a better term, where essentially there's a certain group of people in society who believe that youth should stay as young as possible for as long as possible. They should stay kids forever, or as long as we can possibly keep them childlike. And so they come up with rules like, well, you can't work until you're 16. Or if I guess some kids can work at 14 or 15, but there's severe restrictions on that.
Yeah, I started working at 12.
You can't work until you're X age, and you can't drink until you're 21, and you can't drive until you're 16, and you can't do this, and you can't do this. So they come with all these rules, and they give people disincentives to mature. They come up with these rules that essentially, if you went to work at 12, Mark, that was a very maturing process for you. And I know it was for me when I was
at work. It was more maturing than the teenage sex I have, I can tell you that.
I bet it was. And so I think that young people being allowed to mature at their own pace, and I think normally when you're growing up, you want to be seen as an adult. I remember when I was younger, I didn't want my parents to order me the kids' meal at a certain point. I was I was embarrassed by that. And, you know, so I wanted to be like an adult. But if you're in a society which treats you as a teenager, treats you as a child, then it shouldn't be a surprise when teenagers, and in some cases 20-somethings, act like children. So what you really could be dealing with here is a young male who, as you said, is only in his early 30s right now. A young male, let's say he started this at maybe 18 or 19 or 20 when he was, because when you're a camp counselor, I've been on summer camps before.
Was he a camp counselor too?
Yeah, that's where a lot of this happened, Mark.
Well.
So when you're a camp counselor, those are the age ranges that you are. And he may simply be, you know, a very young-minded person. He may not have matured hardly at all. I mean, a lot of these people in college act like children. I mean, we were just talking about this last night, where the gun issue on campus, guns on college campus, a lot of these college students are saying, well, it shouldn't be allowed to happen because these are adolescent teenagers.
The point
suggesting
I'd also
that they
like
are
to talk
kids.
About and to mention in this is that this is a violation of contract. These parents didn't send their kids to this little league in order to get molested by this guy. And I think that that's an egregious act. And if you don't think it's part of the contract, look, it's not in the contract when I send my dog to the groomer, but I don't expect the groomer to do something bestial thing to it either.
Jay, that's my answer for you. I hope that helps, and I thank you for bringing this up here. We'll dig into it a little bit further in a moment here. Thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to weigh in, 1-855-450-FREE.
You can't argue with success, and many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. all their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our listening options. Head on over and you can get access 24/7 to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, which can be very useful when I blow it with the archives and forget to put the archive up, as I did last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I forgot up until today when you reminded me at around noon, and then I didn't get around to it, unfortunately, for a while after that. But the streams don't require any action on my part. They're automated, so you can always listen to our streams and get the latest episode that way over at listen.freetalklive.com. The archive from last night is now up, and it was pretty much 3 hours about guns on campus. It was a full show. It's very rare that we'll end up staying on a one topic for a full show.
Well, the archive doesn't end up being 3 hours. The show's three True. Hours. It ends up being two after they cut out all the...
Thank you for that, Mark. You're right. It is 2 hours of solid talk content about not having guns or having guns or weapons on campus. So feel free to go and grab that up. And also you can listen in via our streams, our over 100 great radio stations, XM Satellite Radio. We got two channels up there, as well as free-to-air satellite in addition to our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com.
The phone lines here are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that does accounts receivable for businesses. It can do it for your business. SACL's been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. Big supporter of Free Talk Live. Go check them out. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're We're talking about, actually, we weren't going to go this way, but Free Talk Live, open phones, you can bring anything up, and I think this is certainly an unusual discussion that we're having. It's about this male in his early 30s, Lewis Skip Reville. It's happening in South Carolina, where he is in jail at the moment, facing several charges, as I understand it. He taught school, this from postingcourier.com, he taught school, led sports teams, guided Bible studies, and took kids into his home as a foster parent.
This guy is a creep.
What do we tell you about foster parents on this show?
Well, you know, I...
You gotta look out for them.
I don't know. I mean, my wife and I have looked into being foster parents.
There's
do
some
you
good
think
ones
we
out
do
there.
Something like that?
I didn't say all foster parents are like this. I just said you gotta look out for them.
Indeed. You have to look out for anybody who is going to take a position where they're... I mean, because the... sex is repressed in the way it is in this country. Yeah. You have to watch out for anybody who's trying to get close to teenagers. Now, I'd like to make a distinction here. There's a distinction between people that have sex with children and people who have sex with teenagers.
But people most people don't make that decision.
People will often use the term pedophile. A pedophile specifically is a person who has sex with children.
Someone under puberty.
Pubescent children. Yeah. Whereas an ephebiophile is somebody who has sex with, who wants to have sex
with,
is attracted to teenagers. Now, what we would have called this a couple of hundred years ago is normal.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what's so upsetting to me about this is because I think that... there's been this progression, and I touched on it before the break, where this society, this one in particular, because in some places around the world, this would still be normal. You know, people, you know, in other societies having sex with younger people of the teenage, you know, past puberty kind of age is not unusual. And it wasn't unusual just a few decades ago in this country, but there has been this progression to keep young people childlike. And it's disturbing. It comes from the certain position of these do-gooders who believe that there's this real value in being a child and not having anything to worry about and not having responsibility. And no. These people exist.
They do exist.
These are the people that pass the laws that force kids to not work. The reason why they don't want kids working is because they feel like they're not ready.
Some of them don't want
them working into the adult world.
Some of them don't want them working because they don't want competition for adults in those same jobs.
There's that too, Mark. You're right. And those are the unions that get very upset about young people working and all that. So I think that's a factor, too. But there are the do-gooders out there that believe that there's this vision for children that they have where you should stay childlike for as long as possible.
As if being a child
was
that great.
All the way till age 30.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Well, they have this vision for what they had, the life they had when they were a child, and they want to make sure it's extended as long as possible. Because who doesn't want to go and play hide-and-seek and play tag for as many years as possible?
Well, I think that they like what they see among children, but I mean, as a child, what I wanted to be was an adult.
Right, but when you tell teenagers who want to be adults that they can't, oh no, I'm sorry, sweetie.
You can't
you're
see that
only
movie.
14. Right, there's that too. We didn't even mention movies. You're only 14, and we just can't hire 14-year-olds. Well, why is that? Well, because the law prevents us. Otherwise, we'd have no problem with it.
Right. I mean, I'm starting.
Someone's
going to
bag the damn groceries.
It's really funny, but I mean, I started working at 12 years old, and it taught me probably more than I learned in school at that time.
Absolutely, it's incredibly valuable to get valuable to get kids. Teenagers out into the workforce simply because it gets them away from...
They can afford the low wages, which the low wages, yeah. They're exchanging, to some extent, training for wages. They need the training. They need to be taught that you show up at work on time, you smile at customers, you treat them well, and do all the things that one needs to learn when one goes to work.
It cuts down crime as well, if you think about that.
Oh, sure.
Because teenagers... Historically, the reason why they do a lot of crimes, they're bored. They got nothing to do. They're
right.
Teenagers. They can't work.
We need tax money into midnight basketball in order to stop crime.
Right. So instead of being at a job, having responsibilities, they're forced by the law to have no responsibilities. And so therefore they act accordingly. So again, treat teenagers like children and you'll have childlike teenagers. Treat teenagers like adults and you'll have more adult-like teenagers. Seems like an obvious choice to me.
It does seem obvious.
And I think parents should be able to make this choice on their own. If they want to shelter their child and they want to keep them safe from experiencing the real world, that's their business. It's their family. They can set whatever rules they want. What I object to is them setting their rules for every single family out there and preventing young people from maturing at an earlier age. Because literally, you do have college kids that act like they're 13. You've got that out
there. And you've got 13-year-olds that are at college. And it really just depends on how the family wants to organize itself.
Let's talk to Chris. He's listening to Extreme Talk up on XM Satellite Radio. Chris, you're in South Carolina on Free Talk Live. Hey.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Yeah,
first-time listener, actually, but you pinged the string with me on that call. I really got to believe that some of the liberal thought process that's taken root, and we've seen it in the indoctrination in our school, is the longer that you can keep people infantile, the more dependent they are as adults on the government. Mm. So you are, therefore, breeding this kind of expanded government, and people are much more willing to accept it. You know, everybody's heard the old adage, get the youth and you'll have it.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, it's speculation, but it doesn't sound like it's too far out of the realm of possibility to me. I mean, I think that some people probably really do want folks completely dependent upon the government, because that way we can make the sort of one homogenous society where everybody acts the same. That way we can all drive the same cars and wear the same clothes. And I mean, people really do have visions like this.
Well, I tend to agree with that statement, although I don't know if it is exclusively a liberal thing. I mean, I think that also this childification of America, you can trace back to social conservatives who are very, hand-wringing when it comes to things like sex and introducing young people to sexual ideas and trying to protect them from that information. And I think that can manifest in some very dangerous ways as well. So I think that anyone that's trying to affect the lives of young people and mold them in the way that they think is appropriate, I think can have some real deleterious effects.
No, I have to agree with you on the sexual component. I was speaking more to the work ethic type thing, because I'm sure kind of like you guys. I'm 46 years old. My allowance ran out real early, as soon as I was old enough to cut a lawn behind a lawnmower. So if I wanted something, I went out and earned it.
Yeah,
and
right.
We
you
just
know,
don't see it, enough of that anymore.
If a kid wanted to do that and a government agent found out about them mowing lawns for money, I mean, they'd make sure that the lawnmower had plastic blades instead of metal ones. I mean, like, can you imagine the level of regulation? They can only cut for 45 minutes and they have to sit down.
My play school lawnmower.
The lawn agent gives them has to have a certain amount of... What's
business
that?
License,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to chime in here with this discussion about the childification of America and how dangerous it is to youth, because it keeps them childlike, and therefore they're unable to act like adults because, well, they're told it's illegal. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you, of course, can join us on the phones. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. And freetalklive.com has all kinds of features. In fact, if you enjoy the fact that the website's free, well, you can always send some money to us through the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. It's all of $3 a month, and it allows you special access to the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board.
Holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends is peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few. You can get prepared and protect your family today. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches. They carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in a plastic tote. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. You can visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. I mean, how can you go wrong with a free sample? All you have to do is call 855-FOODWISE or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. Use coupon code FTL to get the free sample, no-cost shipping, 10% off any order. That's coupon code FTL at 855-FOODWISE WiseFoodStorage.com.
All right, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, we'll continue with you and your thoughts here in a moment. Something went down the wrong pipe for me, Mark.
Did you have a little sip there and it went down the wrong tube? Know. What are you going to do, you know? I mean,
I could die.
Yeah, I don't think so.
On the air. Anyway.
Isn't that the way a radio guy wants to go?
I suppose. Doing what you love. We've been talking about what is alleged to be child molestation. And I think that what we're talking about here is a 30-something-year-old man, 32, who has done everything in, South Carolina, somewhere in South Carolina, from coaching sports to guiding
teaching
Bible
church,
studies,
yeah.
To teaching school to being a camp counselor.
It's disturbing.
Authorities say he used that access to carry out dark fantasies with adolescent boys. Just how many remains unclear at this point. Mount Pleasant police have charged a 32-year-old educator with molesting five teenagers. But investigators have indicated that more counts are on the way as Skip Reveal, is confessing. So there's more counts coming. His reach extended over years, this story from postandcourier.com, and across county lines from the rigid confines of the Citadel to suburban corners of Somerville and beyond. He literally had hundreds of youths at his fingertips. But just how did he keep his sexual advances secret in a region well-versed in the threat of molestation? The area has seen a string of coaches, teachers, ministers, and priests charged with similar crimes, including infamous predator Eddie Fisher, who molested more than 40 students during his teaching career. Charleston is also home to Darkness to Light, a national group that has trained some 300,000 people in ways to prevent child sexual abuse. Despite these efforts and high-profile arrests, new molestation cases come along all the time. In part, that's because predators are crafty, manipulative, and adept at covering their tracks.
In part, it has turned into a society where parents are encouraged to turn their kids over to other people. It's not a common situation where my 3.5-year-old son is turned over to somebody else. My wife takes care of him the vast majority of the time, and I think that at one point in American culture, that was the norm. And I'm not saying that you're bad or wrong if you do things differently than they do in my family, but you have to understand that there are consequences.
Well, some families feel like they have to have both parents working because they have so many damn taxes to pay.
Certainly, it costs a lot to live. There's no doubt about it. But when you only have one parent working, it costs less for lunches. Often that the stay-at-home parent will do the lunch making and send them off. There are ways to cut down on costs. You don't have the wardrobe that you used to. You can sell a car, and you don't have the costs for insurance, registration, and all that stuff too.
Early warning signs seem to have emerged in Reveal's past, including a 2007 complaint from a summer camper at the Citadel about inappropriate behavior on Reveal's part. A former official at the Pinewood Preparatory School in Somerville, where he taught and coached for 4 years, said faculty and parents there talked about his odd predilection for spending copious time with boys aged 12 to 14. Mm. It appears that none of this information was passed on to future employers. But the folks in Mount Pleasant were, by the way, maybe that's because there are all these federal regulations and state regulations that restrict what employers can tell one another. Do you know that? When you go into, when you're putting an application in, mm-hmm. you list your previous references there. When they call those previous references, there's only so much information that they're legally able to retrieve. I think one of the questions is, would you hire this person again, if I'm not mistaken?
Is what you get away with?
I believe that's like one of the legal questions. And it's like usually a yes or no. They can't get into detail about why.
To some extent, it's not just legal. It's sort of a dodge of the litigious area. I mean, it's not actually set in law. It's more like precedent and what have juries decided and things like that.
Is that true? Because I believe there are legal restrictions on what you can and can't ask.
I'm sure there certainly are some regulations. I don't know. I haven't looked into this deeply. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Someone in management is welcome to call in and reveal that, because my ex-girlfriend was in management, and she made it seem like it was incredibly onerous to try to get information about employees.
She's probably only getting her information from the company, and the company's lawyers are saying, this is kind of dangerous. Juries have done this, that, and the other. And I frankly think juries, although they sound like a really great idea, the fourth branch of the government, checks and balances and all that stuff, I frankly think that they aren't that valuable. I think they're dangerous.
So, folks in Mount Pleasant, where Reveal made himself a ubiquitous presence in youth sports, said they didn't see the scandal coming at all. The revelations about Reveal have shaken fellow coaches and left parents wondering just who they can trust with their kids. And, excuse me, I guess I'm pronouncing it wrong. Reveal is how you pronounce it. Is a California native, and by most accounts, he distinguished himself at the military college, where he was an English major, led Bible studies, worked as a camp counselor, chaired the school's honor committee his senior year, and that same year received the Algernon Sidney Sullivan Award in recognition of high thought and noble endeavor.
Hmm.
Reveal, who
must be helping kids,
aspired to attend seminary school and become a middle school teacher, got his first break at Pinewood, where he worked as an English teacher and basketball coach. He was well-liked among many parents, and some withdrew their children when his contract wasn't renewed, said
contract.
A, contract. Thank you, says a former Pinewood official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. So he made connections. He integrated himself in the community and was made himself seem very trustworthy. There was just idle talk about how he put himself around 12 to 14-year-old boys all the time, said one official. There was talk. Isn't it weird that he does that, they said. Pinewood's head of school and its board president didn't return calls for comment. The year after he left the school, one of Reville's former campers accused him of inappropriate behavior at the Citadel camp. The school has said the incident didn't involve physical contact, but officials have refused to release the details. He continued to be drawn to young boys as he cycled through a variety of coaching and educational roles at private schools, churches, and recreational programs. Most of his employers did background checks, which came back clean, and he left various positions with favorable reviews. He seemed to be particularly...
He's a nice molester.
...to particularly blossom in Mount Pleasant, a tight-knit... Well, again, Mark, I'm sorry. If it's not forced, it's not molestation.
Well, at this point, there's no evidence of the... And the thing is, this is where you and I are deviating on this one, my friend, is when it's a situation of power. You're talking about a teacher, a coach, a Sunday school teacher, these kind of things. You're talking about people that have, power over other folks. Then the dynamics of what is force changes. Are you telling me when
you have the freedom to...
I'm not done here. When the IRS sends you a notice that says you need to pay a certain amount of money, is that force or not?
It's force because they're threatening you with a cage.
And you don't know what the young people, you don't know what's going through their mind. Oh, will I move up in the little league? Will I get a good grade in this class?
Doesn't matter what's going through their mind. There's either force involved or not. I'm not telling you it's okay. Not saying it's all right. I think it's tacky and it's
whatever
wrong.
What happened to you in your neighborhood was not a force situation. A young man.
That's right. I had an incident with a neighbor when I was growing up. And I completely understood what I was doing. And I was 11.
Right. I understand you were, I get it. And he was 16.
Which is a pretty big age disparity. I mean, almost, 50% older than me.
It's a big difference. But in that situation, he was not a person in,
he had things I wanted.
Position of power. Indeed. And,
why is that not a position of power? If you're holding out things that someone wants and they jump through certain sexual hoops in order to attain them, are you not holding power?
For one thing, the child's parent isn't paying to send them over to that kid's
house. All of it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
As long as you have the freedom to walk away, you aren't being forced.
But you're talking about young people that don't have this kind of information. Elisha, you're talking about a breach of contract.
I could have walked
when
away
from
my
When I send a kid
thing.
To school, I do not expect them to come
and
home having seen send the teacher masturbating.
855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. You haven't convinced me there's force involved here, though. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life. For over 100 years, the Company Store has offered the ultimate in high-quality handcrafted products. Everything from comforters and sheets and bed pillows to towels, rugs, quilts, and so much more. Find the comfort you're looking for this holiday season and for many years to come. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. We're all about comfort.